If she were to develop progressive disease, what would be your next therapy?
That's, of course, the problem with FOLFOXIRI is you don't have, almost without exception, after your first visit, at the end of your first visit with a new patient, they say, and what do we do next, doc? And the answer is, whoops, because we've thrown everything at them. FOLFOXIRI is basically throwing everything at
the patient. So what's next?
Well, so either an experimental therapy or you can add an EGFR antibody or something like that. I mean, that's what we would have done and that's what we would do in these patients.
So, Tony, in general, how might you have approached a patient like this? 35 years old, you heard the story, RAS wild type, left-sided. How do you think you might have approached it?
Yeah, quite symptomatic. I think for younger patients, FOLFOXIRI plus minus bevacizumab, in this case, the withholding of bevacizumab was based on the patient was bleeding, is reasonable. I mean, the typical patient is not this patient, although there's a rise of the younger patients, but the typical patient is an older patient, remains an older patient.
We're going to talk about that with your patient.
So for that particular patient, again, you know, not being the physician who saw the case, I think FOLFOXIRI and eventually bevacizumab is a reasonable option. FOLFIRI bevacizumab is also an acceptable option. FOLFIRI cetuximab, from my standpoint, would be the discussion with the patient would not be any superior than FOLFIRI bevacizumab. So either FOLFOXIRI plus minus bevacizumab or FOLFIRI plus minus bevacizumab. The problem with FOLFIRI is, you know, coupled with the biologic, it's a very active regimen. Without the biologic, it's not as active. So if I had to skip bevacizumab, as was the case with this patient, I would have gone with FOLFOXIRI.